Welcome, friends of Be Calm on Awe Island. We're so glad to have you join our world. Before we get started, we have a message for our caring adults. We've updated our Awe Island merchandise. Now you have three options for your relaxing t-shirt, blanket, or sweatshirts, including our brand new dragon breath design. Go to our website, aweisland.com, and order your comfy t-shirt from our merchandise page. You can share your love and support for us at Be Calm on Awe Island with your purchase. And we'll keep providing you with original stories and meditations. Thank you for your help. Now, let's relax.
Hello everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. I know you're looking forward to our deep dragon breaths. I am too. First, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Set your listening buddy to your side, and let's start by taking three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a mama deer gently nudging her baby up onto its feet, encouraging the fawn to stand on its own. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby deer. Last one, fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften. Completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you. And you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands as if you were holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of loving energy. Can you feel the energy in the ball growing? Feel the warmth in your hands. Now, slowly move your hands apart, then towards each other, now apart again, then towards each other. Now, let go of the ball and allow it to roll down to your feet. Imagine the ball releasing energy into your feet. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of warmth in your feet. Now, feel the energy warming your legs as it flows up to your lower back. Let's take another deep dragon breath. Fill up your chest and belly, in and out. The stream of energy warms your back and you relax. Again, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Now the energy stream flows into your tummy. Feel the warmth and breathe, filling up your chest and belly, in and out. Your tummy is calmed by the loving energy. Relax and breathe in and out. Next, the loving energy flows up into your chest and heart. Feel your heart relax and warm as it swells with love. Enjoy the feeling and take a deep dragon breath in and out. Now the energy flows up into your neck. Can you feel your neck warm and soften? Breathe in and out. Allowing the energy to flow up into your forehead, just above your eyes and between your eyebrows. Finally, the energy reaches the top of your head. Notice the energy is now flowing through your entire body. Can you feel it warming your toes, your legs, your back, your tummy, your heart, your neck, and your head? Continue to feel the warmth of the loving energy as it flows through you from your toes to the top of your head and out. Notice how the energy keeps flowing. A constant stream fills you with love. Now, let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a mama deer gently nudging her baby up onto its feet, encouraging the fawn to stand on its own. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby deer. Last one, fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your face, head, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Best Babysitter. James tucked his feet underneath him as he sat on the soft, fluffy couch. Fully absorbed in the suspense of his book, it took a while for James to realize that his parents were acting a bit differently. Julia sat down next to him and asked, "Do you know what's going on with Mom and Dad?" James looked up from his book and watched as their mom zipped from the kitchen, wrote a note on the counter, and then went back to the bedroom. Their dad ran into the laundry room and came out with a pair of socks. "I don't know. They seem like they're in a hurry," James said. Then he looked at Julia as they realized together, "They must be going out tonight." "Oh no," James added as Julia said, "We must be getting a babysitter." "I don't know why. I'm not a baby," James said. He hopped off the couch and ran to see if he could convince their parents to change their minds. Julia followed right behind. Both of them felt nervous about their parents leaving. How would the babysitter know James and Julia's bedtime routine? James pictured himself tossing and turning in his bed. He just knew he wouldn't be able to sleep if his parents left. "We don't need a babysitter," James said as he burst into the room. Skidding to a halt next to her brother, Julia added, "We'll be good." Their parents turned wide-eyed at this sudden eruption of concern from James and Julia. "Why are you so worried? You've had babysitters before," Dad said. Julia chimed in, "Our last babysitter didn't follow our regular routine and didn't tell us what was changing." James was really upset. "We waited and waited for you to come home." Looking concerned, their mom said, "We know. You have a new babysitter today. Bedrich will be here soon." Julia and James exchanged looks. They hadn't met Bedrich before. Then the doorbell rang. Dad hurried to the open door. "Hello, Bedrich. Come in," their dad exclaimed. As he gave Bedrich a tour of the house and gave him instructions for the night, James and Julia followed just out of sight. They felt curious to see how this sitter would be, and also nervous. As their parents explained the bedtime routine, James and Julia took a deep dragon breath in and out. They calmed, knowing that they were loved, and everything would be all right. "This is Bedrich," Mom said, introducing him to James and Julia. "Hi," he responded enthusiastically. Julia and James waved cautiously. "Have a good time," Dad said as he and Mom stepped out of the house. And just like that, James and Julia were alone with Bedrich. "I hear you guys like to play games," Fedric said, trying to soothe the siblings. What's your favorite? Feeling comfortable that this evening's schedule would be followed, James let his worries slip away and responded, Checkers is our favorite. Seeing their brother settle down, Julie allowed herself to relax as well. That's only a two-player game. We'll need to play something with three players or more. Bedrich grinned as he opened his bag. How about this one? He said as he held out a game for James and Julia's approval. James smiled as he recognized the game. Chinese checkers? I've always wanted to play that. And he led Bedrich to their game table. Julia skipped ahead to make sure the table was already clear. The trio sat down at the table and played. James and Julia listened intently to hear the rules for this new game and quickly caught on. They loved how they could hop over marbles all the way across the star-shaped board. Bedrich won the first game, then Julia, then James. James and Julia continued playing while Bedrich made them dinner. He rejoined the game after dinner, and they played right up until bedtime. James and Julia yawned as they moved their last marbles. Time for bed, Bedrich said, as he set an open case on the table. Julia and James helped put all the pieces in their containers and then began their bedtime routine. Hugging his yellow blanket, James yawned and snuggled into his bed. He thought of all he had to be grateful for. James felt happy to be resting in his cozy bed. He felt thankful Bedrich had brought a new game. It had been really fun. Most of all, James felt grateful to have met Bedrich and that he had been their babysitter. Everything had turned out pretty well. James gave himself a tight hug and then relaxed, wishing everyone peace and happiness. Taking a deep dragon breath in and out, James felt the pillow gently hugging his head. James took another deep dragon breath in and out. And smiled. Then, one more deep dragon breath in and out. James' mind quieted, and he drifted off into a deep sleep, imagining colorful marbles hopping across a star-shaped board. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.